Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, there is a judge president, right? And this judge president is from the Eastern Cape Division. His name is Selby Menenge. And currently, he is going through a tribunal because there is an allegation of sexual harassment. Essentially, his secretary, he says they had a relationship, a romantic relationship, and she says it was sexual harassment. Now, he was specifically asked if he thinks this is an appropriate relationship to have yesterday, and this was his answer.
Evidence leader, you have asked a question that has got various components. Let me find a way of answering this. Any judge, any person, anywhere for that matter, is behaving appropriately if they harass others. Then I'm talking about an inappropriate conduct. But when people flirt with one another and the flirtation is not unwanted, I do not believe that there is anything that one may say it should be frowned upon, because I'm going to ask you in terms of what. Let me remind you, if we talk about the issue of power, it shifts, especially in the context of what we are talking about. So at an abstract level, let's start with what you, the first proposition you made. And I want to rectify something. Insofar as you sought to refer to the Labor Relations Act, it is to that extent that I said to you, I am not an employee, because the Labor Relations Act applies to employers and employees. So it is within that context that I answered the way I did. And then the second proposition about power and authority, yes and no. I'll tell you why I say yes and no. In this flirtatious relationship, I never invoked what you perceive as power on the facts of this interaction.
Now, I want to speak about law and morality, right? It's actually one of the first things that will teach you, like, introduction to law, because morality informs law. Law, however, is what gets upheld, right? Law is notified and ratified. Morality isn't. Morality changes the society from time to time, and then ultimately what may happen is the law may get amended as a result. When we speak about the things that are wrong in the country, we often speak about the moral decay. And this seems to be the refuge for basically everybody that finds themselves on the wrong side, but not so far on the wrong side that it's illegal, right? And you've got to ask yourself, what do we do about people like that? If you are an adult and you engage in a sexual relationship with not necessarily a minor, but a 21-year-old, who happens to be the daughter of your friend, right? Is that a moral thing to do?
No.
It's by no means illegal, though.
Yeah.
And so you can go on to be the president in this country, right?
We've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, in a situation like this, where you ask a sitting judge president if he feels that a relationship between himself and a subordinate is appropriate, and he answers like that, he's right. It's not illegal. But now I've got to bring into question your judgment. If this is how you see things. And not just your moral judgment, because it filters into everything else and how you see things, right? Definitely. Your judgment as a judge as a whole. The question is, though, who's to say what's correct morally? Who am I to say, right? Because my standard won't be the same as your standard.
True.
And this is where we have a problem. This is why sometimes I like countries that will break down to the cultural aspect, what's acceptable and what isn't. Because, you see, the thing with people is, if you give them latitude, they will push the limits.
Yeah.
You see, that's why when you legislate for the lowest common denominator. If I say, guys, let's be at work, you know the show starts at 6. The assumption is that you know you have to be here before 6.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't say this as a rule, somebody's going to walk in here at 10 past 6 and say, hey, you didn't say we had to be here before 6. And that would be correct if we didn't say it. So now you've got to write it down and treat people as if they are children. And this is a problem with the country. Mpo?
I hear you. And I feel like in this particular instance, and we were talking about this with Mable, there are moments where you have old morality and new morality. And at some point, there's like a gray area. And I feel like Ujaj finds himself in that point where things that were done back in the day and were deemed to be okay, he's still of that particular viewpoint, right? Whereas today, those things are not acceptable. Whether he likes it or not, there is a power dynamic at play here, right? And for some weird reason, he doesn't seem to want to see it. I mean, so often, and I'm sorry to bring this in, but when it comes to the Shembe issue, it has become a point of debate almost on a weekly, right? There are those who feel that what is practiced within the church is okay if you are of that particular church. But when you're outside of the church, you look at it from a different eye and you're like, but this is wrong, right? So there's always that where you sort of trying to balance not also infringing your views upon the next person.
But now that's the thing. There needs to be some sort of baseline standard.
Yeah.
To use your own particular example, you always say I'm strict. Right? So now, imagine if you're imposing my standards on everybody else, Mable.
Ooh, this country.
You see, my problem is, Uti, it gets very murky and weird because we've got the law that enforces the rules. And then every generation, we change things and we view things differently. But kusanala bantu that actually live during a certain time. And they're allowed to carry on living their lives as long as they're not breaking the law. And so it gets very murky because now I've got my own standards. Usizo's got their own standards. And it's just, it's very weird. It's very, very weird. So I don't know how we're going to navigate it. And then we try and become a lynch mob and we try and lynch people for things that are not against the law.
And here's one thing that's actually, I hate to say it, but it has to be said. Askulanga futhi makhaya afanayo. Some people come from home already. Like, bro, like you moving wild right now. And it's acceptable though at home, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think this is all a question of ethics.
Yeah.
It's really, and ethics are always malleable and changeable. And what worked in this era may not have worked in a different era. And this conversation about the judge president actually had me thinking. Imagine with what we're seeing and the way he thinks, he had presided over gender-based violence cases.
Yep.
And I actually did a little bit of research and found out that there's no indication of any GBV-related cases amongst his prominent judgments. He was more involved in that Wild Coast in the Eastern Cape, the seismic blasting, and as well as something about undocumented children's access to education. So, but it had me thinking, with this kind of thinking, as a presiding judge, what kind of decisions would he have made which would have had, you know,
far-reaching implications? Exactly.
But he would have based them on law.
Yes.
Because he's based them on law.
It's not about him.
Mm.
So it's easier to be objective and to actually apply law when it's not you in the sitting in the hot seat. I feel like,
but
right
how
now,
how can you be so sure?
No, but I feel like right now he's just trying to save himself. He knows what he did was, the mere fact that he didn't plead guilty to it, I feel like it may be, I feel like you may still see if he had those kind of cases, he may have judged correctly. But this time around, of course, it's going to change because he's trying to defend himself.
And so, as a practitioner of law, there's something called a fit and proper person's standard, right? Which essentially you ask a reasonable person if they regard it to be fit and proper. And it regards things like ethics and morality and all those things. You've got to act in a manner that is respectable. Now, I by no means, so we have the conversation. And so I've got to ask you, where do we draw the line when it comes to ethics and morality? Give us a shout.
It truly, truly is a very gray area. And I think that's why companies right now are enforcing policies to say, if you are going to be in a romantic relationship with a fellow colleague, you need to declare it so that they can avoid such things of saying, this one sexually harassed me, so that they know that this is two adults consenting to be in a relationship together. Rules are very important. They should be emphasized, even though we may say we know that people should know what's moral and what's not. But I think having rules and it being reiterated over and over again will avoid us being where we are right now with Judge Mbeninge.
Let me just say, Caesar from Devlin has been trying to call us since we started having this discussion. I see your line flashing. We'll speak to you after this.
Hey, Jomo, the biggest issue is that some of the morals are not double standards. For an example, if an older guy dates a younger girl, it's frowned upon. But if an older woman dates a younger guy, it's not frowned upon. So we are one who jam double standards and morals.
You are correct. There are double standards, but let me tell you why. It is because power dynamics exist in the country and in the world as well, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're living in a world where there is patriarchy involved, then the moral fiber will lean towards protecting the weak, right? And then enforcing those that are deemed to have power. So, for example, if you are, let's say, a child doesn't really have much autonomy, a child doesn't really have much agency, right? And so, as an adult, that's why people always go, as an adult, you should have known better, right? Mm-hmm. That's why they say that. Yeah. Now, it's actually a double standard because you never go to a kid and say, as a kid, you should have known better. But it doesn't make sense to say to a kid, you should have known better, because you understand how the world is. It's exactly the same thing with patriarchy and double standards with women. Women, generally speaking, don't have the authority to assert power and dominance over men. Even in the workplace, physically, there's very few people that can say, hey, man, this woman pinned me down and had her way with me. Whereas in the workplace, though, men can do that. So that's why the double standard exists, because of just nature.
What's again? Bothata ba batho but bana le di double standards. Ntho e wrong ha etswa ke motho mo. Mara ha etswa ke yena, ha e wrong. Ke tlo ka example empo a yentseng ya batho ba shembe. Batho ba shembe na hana ntate a moholo wa 48 years. A tlo ratana le ngwana a monyanyana ba 21 years ka pa 19 years. What is that? Mara ha etswa ke motho strateng di blesser. It's wrong. But how it's like about naka kreking, it's right. Whether killing yalong or kikikai, but it's wrong because how limutu o amokalo amuhulu. You expected to ube ntate wani 19 years ka po 20 years. Mara umubona jolo ka musadi. Jwang. Hey, wrong. Like it's very wrong. So kisila hoko ntatu na watiba wrong, but no chinana o batla fela or I protect.
100%. In fact, the person doesn't even need to be your dad. Just needs to be in the age group of your dad in order for him to act as a dad. Caesar and Devlin.
Caesar and Devlin.
Grandma, when
I? Yeah, sharp. Sharp, no, get
sweet. Yeah, sure.
Now, Caesar, I mean, I think dating on its own is complicated. On its own, whether it's at work or not, because it's complicated.
Yeah.
So when it comes to work, it just becomes too complicated. Because now, you will never, if these people, something happen, they'll be end up like the judge and Miss Bennett. Then the judge and this lady that was accusing. If for me, I would have stopped the dating at work. People at work are not supposed to date each other.
Okay. So
that will protect both of them, because now there's a trouble in paradise. Things like this happen.
Thank you very much for that, Caesar and Devlin. Nami, I'm just saying, you know, there's so many other people. Puma Jim 17. Just keep your life simple. Puma 17.
It's cringing just to listen to private parts and banana peels and all of those things being aired out on national TV. That's one. But two, the objective for me is done, that it was made to embarrass her. Three, simply because of the woman is 42, divorced, knew exactly what he was doing. Sexual harassment, nah. Unhappiness because of the relationship did not go where it wanted to go, perhaps. Then to use sexual harassment as it, that then therein lies the problem. I'm not saying what he's doing is right or what he did is right, but from a moral standpoint, not even my bar, but he's just wrong in that sense. A grown-ass man with white hair having to be sitting on TV and doing all of those things. Yeah.
So, hey, been using and commented, but I've just remembered something. Where do we draw the line when kings and monarchs are able to take on an 18-year-old while they're busy being 60? This thing has been going on forever and ever and ever, and sometimes we hide it behind the culture, we hide it behind all of those traditions. But where do we draw the line? Yeah, that's just what I wanted to ask.
Right? But okay, so let me tell you, in culture, they always wrap it under purity. So they say that a king is supposed to take a virgin as a wife, right? And now, as you can imagine, that will go hand in hand with youth. There's very few 40-year-old virgins. But it doesn't make you correct. So you go get
me. For me, raising girl children, it scares me to see such happening and to see how the world is turning. In fact, how the world has been and continues to be, especially with regards to women. Unfortunately, moral fiber, if dictated by the state, can really never have any direction for anyone. You know, if you read in books such as the Bible and guidance in terms of what the kingdom of God allows and what it does not, I think moral fiber there is clearly defined and there is no two way about it. However, with regards to democracy and the laws that we have in our countries, it's really difficult to really define moral fiber and to control. So this is very scary for girl children now going into schools, into the workplace with regards to what men with power can do.
Yes, guys, Ubenenge is not denying ukuthi himbenenged the lady. The issue here is that maybe the promises that were made during the benenging were not upheld to. Mhlawumbe ubaba uye wa promise usisi indlu at the beachfront, and then months went on, usisi uyabona ukuthi hayi man, it is not happening. Couch in the Vuli case, because if you listen to the witnesses, abakhuluma ngosisi bayasho ukuthi she's not a very nice lady, but that's besides the point. I think it was consensual until what was supposed to be done by the judge was not done, and then the sisi decided, I am going to oust you, and then the country will see you for exactly who you are. I think this is just a deal went wrong.
Well, you see, even that is a problem, right? Because now there's an issue of she's not a nice person. Just because I'm not a nice person doesn't mean I deserve to be taken advantage of. Do you see? This is where it just gets murky. You could have avoided all of this if you just didn't engage. End of story.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.